Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi. Here are the top stories. India has overtaken the United Kingdom in terms of coronavirus cases to become the fourth worst hit country with a caseload of 2,97,205. India is now at the fourth spot only behind the US, Brazil and Russia as per Worldometer figures. India has asked UK authorities to not consider absconding liquor baron Vijay Mallya's asylum plea. This request came amid reports that Mallya had filed an application with the UK government seeking asylum based on humanitarian grounds. Official spokesperson said that the Indian government is in touch with the UK government to ensure his early extradition. The Delhi Medical Association has sought the intervention of Union Home Minister Amit Shah into alleged non-payment of salaries of resident doctors at various health facilities under the North Delhi Municipal Corporation, including the Kasturba Hospital and Hindu Rao Hospital. The Reserve Bank of India has proposed capping the tenures of banks' chief executive officers and whole-time directors. The central bank suggested capping CEO's term to 10 years if they are promoters or major shareholders of the bank. For non-promoter CEOs, the RBI has proposed a tenure of 15 years. India's trade with mainland China and Hong Kong declined by over 7% to $109.76 billion in FY20, its steepest fall since FY13. It is a sharp reversal from the 3.2% growth in trade in 2018-19 and the more robust 22% jump in FY18, signalling the prevailing anti-China sentiment in the country. Bilateral trade with mainland China alone registered a 6% decline in FY20 to $81.86 billion. Facing budget shortfalls and double-digit unemployment, governors of US states that are COVID-19 hotspots on Thursday pressed ahead with economic reopenings that have raised fears of a second wave of infections. The moves by governors of states such as Florida and Arizona came as Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the US could not afford to let the novel coronavirus shut its economy again, and global stocks tanked on worries of a pandemic resurgence. And that's all we have for you today. Have a great weekend.